Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hallöchen, Vivi hier und ich hatte ein kurzes, aber sehr feines Interview mit Miles Smith. Der ist gerade auf seiner eigenen Tour, We Were Never Strangers heißt die, und danach ganze 6 Monate als Support Act für Ed Sheeran unterwegs. Ich stelle es mir einerseits super schön vor, andererseits aber auch total kräftezehrend, und deswegen sprechen wir mal darüber, was geil am Touren ist, was aber auch eher nicht so geil am Touren ist. Wir reden natürlich über Ed Sheeran und wir klären die Frage, was Miles Smith eigentlich von Seelenverwandtschaft hält. Hört ihr alles in der neuen Folge.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very good, nice to meet you though.
Nice. Nice to meet you too.
Yeah, I'm very happy. So first of all, I have to tell you, I guess I'm not the first German, but your name for us to pronounce is super hard. Like Miles Smith.
Yeah, you did so good.
Thank you. But I know you have a double last name, right? It's Miles Thompson?
That is my government name, which I don't put anywhere, yeah.
Okay, but it would be easier for us to say Miles Thompson, but Miles Smith is also nice. I try my best. First of all, what I saw is that our birthdays are super close. You have the 3rd of June.
When's yours?
2nd.
You're a Gemini.
We're both Gemini.
We're Geminis. Let's do it.
Are you into those things like zodiac signs? Do you believe in that stuff?
Absolutely not.
No, not at all. No. You don't know what people say about Geminis.
No. Is it good or bad?
It's both. So people say we have like 2 faces.
Oh.
Yeah. So it can be like this, super high on emotion, but also like really down low.
Oh, that is me.
Yeah, is it?
Maybe
you?
I need to start reading into it.
Yeah, it's hard to find a balance for Geminis.
Mm.
Can you like...
I could relate. Yeah? I could relate.
Okay. So do you celebrate your birthday big, or is it just a normal day for you?
Just another day. Normally I'm on tour, so I can't really celebrate because I don't drink on tour. So it's...
Not at all.
No. My voice would be terrible if I did.
Yeah.
I mean,
if
I got like 3 or 4 days off, which is never, maybe. But other than that, keep it pretty clean.
Okay. But maybe have some good food or something like that.
I love good food. Yeah. We'll probably go to like a sushi restaurant or something.
Yeah.
Do love sushi.
I think you are... At that time, you are in Spain or France or something?
I think I'm between shows, between 2 Ed dates. So, maybe I'll treat myself to like good paella or baguettes.
Yeah, that would be cool. So let's talk about your tour, of course.
Mm-hmm.
How excited are you from a scale from 1 to 10?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so excited for tour. You know, it's been so good so far to be in Berlin. I used to come here a lot when I was younger, so it's really nice. And the audience is always amazing here.
Yeah. Why did you come to Berlin so often when you were younger?
So I have family who sort of lived in like Hanover and Celle. Ah. And so we used to always go there and then we'd come here as well.
That's why you know a bit of German.
A tiny bit.
Tiny bit. Okay, I see. So your schedule is super rough. I saw your tour dates and I was like, what the? Sorry.
What the?
I mean, when do you breathe?
You know what? I don't. But at the same time, you know, it's such a blessing to be able to tour as much as I do, because so many artists would love to, and I think that I just got to remind myself that it's such a lucky experience to be able to do as much as I do. And so even though it can be hard and tiring, every night I get to walk out to amazing people.
That's true. I've read something once and it says when you travel, your soul can't keep up, you know, like it's always a bit behind your body. And can you relate to that? Like, you see a lot of countries, a lot of people, you do a lot of shows in different cities. Like, how do you stay connected to your emotions and feelings? Or isn't that a problem at all?
I think that I'm lucky because I travel with about 20 people and all of them are like really close friends. And so we sort of like keep each other's souls alive. And, you know, it's a little bit of normality on the road, because like, although you're in a new place every day in a new city, you still have like your hub. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it feels really good to be able to share this experience with my friends.
Yeah, that sounds nice. What is what are you most excited about? Which city or country? Or have you been in every city you're touring?
No, there's still some new places. It's going to be my first time in Australia and New Zealand. So to be on the other side of the world is going to be pretty wild. And I think we're all excited for that. But honestly, like being in Europe and even, and I'm not just saying it because I'm in Germany, but honestly is some of my favorite crowds ever, and so being here, we're super excited tonight.
Nice, we appreciate that. The name of your tour is We Were Never Strangers. Mm-hmm. Why that? Why did you name it like that?
I think it was two things. One, because it's in the song that you know everyone really connected to in Stargazing, but I really love the sentiment of like we walk into these rooms not knowing anyone, and sort of by the end of it, and if you come to the show tonight, you'll see, but people leave with this weird connection, you know, and it's really nice to see like everyone open up and just really take in the moment. And it's like you go within 90 minutes from not knowing the people around you to knowing everyone. And it's, you know, deep down we're not really that estranged from each other. It's just about, you know, taking that jump to get to know each other, which I think is really amazing what happens in these rooms.
Yeah. Do you believe in something? Because when I read the name, I was like, do you believe in soulmates, kind of?
Do I believe in?
Yeah.
I've got a really weird thing about soulmates. So I think that everyone has like a gazillion soulmates, mm-hmm. and it just depends which one you bump into. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's all about making it work. Well, I don't think there's like one person for one person. I think there's so many different people for different people, but it's about the one that you choose to invest your time in.
Yeah. Actually, the thought of there's only one soulmate for me makes me super sad, because big is the chance to meet him or her?
100%, you know, it's a big world. There's 7-8 billion of us, so the chances that there's only one is very low.
Yeah. So you have some fantastic songs released. Stargazing, as you said, I mean, that was your breakthrough song, I would say. Would you say that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Nice to Meet You, which we play very often. Ooh. In Energy Radio. I really like it. It gives me always like a good feeling, good mood.
Aww.
Could you like say in a few sentences what Nice to Meet You is about?
Yeah, for sure. I remember writing that song, we were thinking about just in life, you know, there's so many things that like scare you, whether it's like going for a new job or like talking to that person that you might be attracted to, or like meeting your soulmate on Bumble, I don't know. But there's so many things that we choose not to do because we're scared of it. And often when you do those things that scare you, there's so many great experiences that come from it. And so sort of like putting it in the situation of being a relationship made it so much more obvious. But the true like heart of the song is about just doing those things that scare you, and it lead into this place which is just amazing, and staying present and not thinking about all the stresses that come with it.
Yeah. So you're gonna perform that songs for sure, but I would guess there are a few new songs no one knows, and you're performing as well, right?
absolutely.
Can you tell us something about your new music?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at the moment, there's always times where I'm writing on the road or I'm mm-hmm. writing with friends. And so like when I come and play the tours, it's always the people in the room who love the music the most. And so I just put two or three new songs. It could be different songs every night. It could be songs that I've played a couple times, but just to give fans a taste of the stuff that's what's going on in my head. And so with new songs, I love being able to like experiment with sounds and you know, try write in a different way and try to add different like instruments that I haven't used before. And so it's always trying to keep it fresh and trying to keep it new.
Mm-hmm. But isn't it also a bit like scary to play like new songs no one knows, and you don't know how they react to it or they like it or not?
That's the best part about it, you know. Yeah. I think that you don't learn anything from getting it right all the time. It's about getting it wrong and learning that when you get it wrong, it's not a bad thing. It's an opportunity to grow and learn. And I think playing new songs on the road gives you an opportunity to go, oh, actually, when I was playing that part of the song, maybe I'm going to change that. So then I'll go back in the studio and I'll twist it or I'll turn it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, or I might add a new section to a song that isn't out yet on stage and be like, I really love that, and go and add that to the recording. And so for me, it's a chance to also like grow the songs as I play them on stage.
Mm-hmm. So I think many people, of course your fans, are waiting for an album. And what do you say about that? How far is it away, maybe? Or?
I don't know. I mean this with, like, with all honesty. Like, for me, an album has to come at a time where I feel like I've challenged myself the most. And it's something that scares me, you know. I don't want an album to be something that I'm like, oh, this is really cool, I want to put it out into the world. I want to be at the point in my career where I'm like, I don't know if people are going to love or hate this, mm-hmm. but it's the best I can do. And I don't think I'm like quite there yet, but I'm definitely working towards it all the time.
Okay, but you don't push yourself too hard.
No. I think that it takes time to grow as an artist, you know, and I think when I was putting out my first song, it took me like 6-7 months of you know, having quite a big audience to release it. But it's about, for me, making sure that whatever I put out is the best that I can do.
Mm-hmm. After your own tour, you're a support act for Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
Like it's. I mean, you were on tour for half a year because of that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So how did that connection come with Ed Sheeran?
I mean, he was a fan of the music, and him and his team reached out, which was really nice. And sort of off the back of that, we got speaking and became friends, and he invited me on tour. And it's just really nice that someone that I grew up listening to and, you know, inspired me musically wanted to help and support the growth of my career. And so, yeah, it came about supernaturally and organically, and it's just been great ever since.
That's so cool. I have 5 quick questions about touring, and then I think we're almost done, right? Okay, it's quick questions.
Let's do it.
Okay, the first one. What is the best part of being on tour?
I get to be with my best friends traveling the world.
Perfect. What's the worst part being on tour?
I get to be my best friend traveling the world.
Every day. Nice one. Okay, party after the shows or straight to bed?
We are such a boring touring party. We don't drink, we eat healthy, we go gym every day. Like, we are the least rock star touring party you'll ever see.
Okay. What do you eat mostly while touring?
Oh, this tour has just been poke bowls. That is it. I've got like 2 over there. I think we are all on a poke bowl diet at the moment. So nice. Sushi and poke bowls.
Love it. And what are you looking forward the most the next half year?
Oh, I think it's just seeing more of the world and playing bigger and bigger shows. And, you know, hopefully just releasing more music that people connect with.
Nice. Good one. I like it. Thank you so much.
Danke schön.
Danke dir.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.